Welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled, the show created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and a passionate soccer dad from Canada.
Great to be here.
And if you're enjoying these explorations into AI, please do take a second to like and subscribe to the show on Apple. It really helps.
Definitely.
So today we're doing something a bit different. We're zooming in on just one day, April 29th, 2025.
Yeah, just a snapshot in time. But wow. A lot happens in 24 hours in AI.
Exactly. We've looked at company news, research papers, user reactions, all sorts.
Uh-huh.
The mission, as always, is to kind of sift through it all and pull out what's really significant, what you need to know about right now.
And it's interesting, looking at the sources for just this one day, you see these tensions playing out.
Tensions, like what?
Like the very human struggle to get AI personality right,
mm-hmm.
alongside just this raw technological push.
Yeah.
You know, new models, new capabilities.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's maybe start with that human side then. OpenAI's GPT-4o personality. There was an update, right? But it didn't go so well.
Yeah, exactly. So they rolled out an update last week. The idea was to improve memory, problem solving, intelligence, and personality.
Okay. Sounds good on paper.
Right.
Yeah.
But the user reaction was, well, pretty swift and pretty negative towards the personality bit.
What were people saying?
They found it overly agreeable, almost irritatingly so. Someone used the phrase excessive sycophancy.
Wow, excessive sycophancy. That's quite a description.
It is. People felt it was validating questionable statements, just agreeing too much. It wasn't feeling authentic, I guess.
So like too much of a people pleaser to the point of being unhelpful or annoying.
Pretty much. And what's interesting is Sam Altman, OpenAI CEO, he jumped in pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
He acknowledged it directly.
Yep.
Said the model glazed too much, called it annoying, and even used the word sycophancy himself.
Huh. So direct acknowledgement from the top. That's something.
It really is. Shows how vital that user experience piece is, especially with these conversational AIs.
So did they like pull it back immediately?
They did. Rolled it back right away for free users. Paid users are apparently getting the rollback soon too.
And any immediate fixes?
Yeah. They pushed out a smaller fix first, aimed specifically at reducing that glazing, that overly agreeable part. And they said more updates are planned. It's very iterative.
It really highlights how tricky getting AI personality right must be. You want helpful, but not fake helpful.
Exactly. It needs to feel authentic. And, you know, an industry veteran pointed out, this isn't just an OpenAI issue.
Right.
It's a broader challenge for any AI assistant trying to maximize user satisfaction. Mm-hmm. Where's that line between helpful and just grading?
It makes you think about your own interactions, doesn't it? What you actually want from an AI assistant. Authenticity seems key.
Definitely. Finding that balance.
Okay, let's shift gears from personality tuning to, well, the heavy machinery. Alibaba released a new AI model.
Yes, big news on the open source, rather open weight front. Alibaba launched the Qin 3 family.
Qin 3, okay. And open weight, what's the significance there?
So open weight means they're releasing the model parameters, the core learned values publicly.
Ah, so people can see under the hood, basically.
Exactly. And use them, modify them. It's under the Apache 2.0 license, mm-hmm. which is very permissive. They released the whole range from a small 0.5 billion parameter model up to a massive 235 billion one.
235 billion. That's up there with the big players, right?
Yeah, it really is. They're claiming the flagship Qin 3 235B model matches or even beats leading models from OpenAI and DeepSeek on some key benchmarks, despite potentially being, you know, structured differently or maybe even smaller in some ways than the very largest proprietary ones.
So making these powerful weights open, that's kind of a big deal for developers.
It's huge. It really democratizes access. Researchers, smaller companies, individuals,
mm-hmm.
they can now work with truly state-of-the-art models without needing access to like a massive proprietary system.
Lowering the barrier to entry.
Significantly. Plus, these Qin 3 models have some cool upgrades like hybrid thinking modes, better coding skills, agent capabilities, support for 119 languages.
Impressive range. And where can people find them?
They're available on standard platforms like Hugging Face, ready for local or cloud deployment. It really could accelerate R&D across the board.
Okay, fascinating. So more power, getting into more hands. Let's switch tracks again to something more visual. Kling AI, video editing.
Yeah, Kling AI rolled out a new feature called Multi-Elements. It sounds pretty neat.
What does it do?
It lets you replace, add, or even delete objects within a video. Just using a click and a text prompt.
Seriously? So like, point at a cat in a video, type dog, and it swaps it.
That's the idea. You upload a short video, currently limited to 5 seconds, 24 frames per second.
Okay, short clips for now.
Right. You select the object, hit swap, maybe upload a reference image for the replacement, type your prompt, and Kling AI handles the integration.
Wow. I can immediately see uses for marketing, quick mockups, personalization.
Absolutely. It simplifies what used to be complex VFX or editing tasks, making sophisticated video editing much more accessible.
Another example of AI lowering the barrier. Now, speaking of accessibility and AI helping users, ChatGPT is getting into shopping.
It is. OpenAI is adding new shopping features directly into ChatGPT.
How does that work? Is it just showing ads?
No, they're emphasizing it's not sponsored. It provides curated recommendations. Fashion, electronics, home goods, that sort of thing.
Okay. Based on what?
Based on your conversation, your preferences, but also pulling data from across the web. Reddit posts, editorial reviews, user reviews, gives you detailed responses, often with images and links to retailers.
So it's trying to be a shopping advisor.
Kind of, yeah. And for Pro and Plus users, it'll use the memory feature, remembering past chats, to make the recommendations even more personalized.
Sounds a bit like Google Shopping, maybe, but more conversational.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Tailored advice based on the chat context, rather than just search results, it positions ChatGPT as maybe a competitor, focusing on that user-centric, ad-free, for now experience.
Interesting. We'll have to see how that plays out. Okay, moving from the virtual world to low Earth orbit. Amazon's Kuiper satellites, they finally launched.
They did. First batch is up. 27 Kuiper internet satellites successfully launched.
This is their Starlink competitor, right?
Exactly. A big step towards Amazon building its own global broadband network. These initial satellites are orbiting around 280 miles up.
And they're working.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Already communicating with ground systems. Amazon expects to start offering service to actual customers later this year.
Just 27, though. That's only the start, surely.
Oh, absolutely. The full plan is for over 3,000 satellites. They've got a regulatory deadline, too. Need half the constellation operational by mid-2026. So this launch was critical.
More competition in satellite internet, that could be good for consumers, potentially expanding access globally.
That's the hope. More players usually drives down prices and pushes innovation.
Right. Now, for something a bit more concerning, an AI experiment on Reddit without consent.
Yeah, this one definitely raised some eyebrows. Researchers from the University of Zurich.
What did they do?
They ran an experiment on this subreddit, KirchMeView. They used AI to generate comments designed to be persuasive on sensitive social issues.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. These comments were personalized based on inferring details from users' profiles. And the researchers used fabricated AI identities. And crucially, the users had no idea they were part of an experiment.
Whoa. That sounds not okay. How did Reddit react?
The subreddit moderators were understandably furious. They called it psychological manipulation, filed a formal complaint with the university, suspended the accounts.
Yeah, I can see why.
It really blew up into a debate about research ethics, consent, oversight, transparency, especially when AI interacts with people online without them knowing it's research. Big ethical questions there.
Absolutely. You can't just experiment on people without telling them. Okay, let's shift to Duolingo. They're going AI first.
Yes, that was the big announcement. Duolingo is strategically pivoting to be an AI first company.
What does that mean in practice? Layoffs.
Well, CEO Luis Von Ahn stressed, it's not about replacing current employees. The plan is more about phasing out contractor roles for tasks they think AI can automate, specifically mentioning translation and content moderation.
Okay, so targeting specific types of work done by contractors.
Right. The idea is to free up their full-time staff for more creative, strategic work.
Oh, yeah.
There's even a new internal directive. Teams need to explore AI automation before asking for more human resources.
That's a strong signal. It's part of that broader trend, isn't it? Businesses integrating AI deeper into their operations for efficiency.
Definitely. But it does naturally raise questions about the gig economy and potential job displacement for those contractors.
It certainly does. And, you know, speaking of AI impacting work and the need to stay skilled, this seems like a good moment to mention for you listeners looking to advance your careers, Etienne Newman's GemGatTech app. It's an AI-powered platform designed specifically to help you master and ace over 50 different in-demand certifications. We're talking cloud, cybersecurity, healthcare, business. Lots of key areas.
And it uses AI to help you learn.
Exactly. It has performance-based questions, PBQs, quizzes, flashcards, even hands-on labs and simulations. It's really comprehensive using AI to tailor the learning. Definitely worth checking out if you're focused on professional development in this fast-changing landscape.
Good connection. Continuous learning is definitely key as AI reshapes things.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, back to our April 29th roundup. Public opinion on AI in news. Sounds like people are wary.
Very much so. A Pew Research Center survey came out showing 61% of Americans expect AI to negatively impact news quality and journalism jobs.
61%. That's a strong majority. What are the main worries?
The big ones are spreading misinformation, job losses for journalists, and losing that crucial human editorial judgment and oversight.
That skepticism must be a real challenge for news outlets trying to adopt AI tools.
For sure. It really puts the pressure on them to be transparent and accountable about how they're using AI. Building trust or rebuilding it is going to be vital.
Yeah, you really think about where your news comes from and who or what is shaping it. Okay, briefly, Meta's AI spending. It's under scrutiny now because of tariffs.
Yeah, it's an interesting intersection. Meta's pouring billions into AI infrastructure.
Right, massive investments.
But now, new U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports, which likely include some key hardware components, are making analysts question things.
Ah, so the cost of building out that AI infrastructure might be going up significantly?
Exactly. Analysts are asking if Meta's huge AI spending spree is sustainable with rising hardware costs and just general economic uncertainty. It shows how AI development is getting tangled up with international trade and geopolitics.
Fascinating. It's not just about the tech, it's the global economy impacting it. And finally, this Georgia State University experiment, an all-AI fake company.
This one sounds wild. Professors launched a fictional startup staffed entirely by AI agents.
You mean AI doing everything? Meetings? Hiring?
Apparently so. The AI agents held meetings, made hiring decisions, presumably hiring other AI agents, developed marketing strategies, all autonomously.
What did they learn from this, or what was the point?
Well, it sounds like it was designed to explore the potential and also the limitations of fully autonomous AI collaboration. What happens when you take the humans completely out of the loop in a business context? It gives insights into that potential future, but probably also highlights where AI systems still fall short in complex, dynamic teamwork.
Definitely makes you think about the future of work and organizations. So that was the main stuff from the 29th. Any other quick hits?
Just a few rapid-fire ones. There were reports about Figure AI, the humanoid robot company, talking with UPS about robots and logistics.
Okay.
Duolingo's CEO sent an internal email doubling down on AI first, mentioning AI for hiring and training, too.
Right.
A new startup, P1 AI, got funding for an engineering-focused AI agent called Archie. Cisco launched Foundation AI to develop open-source cybersecurity AI models.
Cybersecurity focus. Interesting.
And Luma Labs released a new API for their Ray-2 camera concepts, allowing developers to tap into advanced AI video controls.
Wow. Okay, so April 29th, 2025 was busy.
Incredibly busy.
Yeah.
And so diverse. From fine-tuning chatbot feelings to building global satellite networks and open source models.
Yeah, summing it up, you see that relentless pace, the challenges with AI behavior and ethics popping up again and again.
Right, and also this increasing accessibility of really powerful tools like with Alibaba's Quen 3 or the Kling AI video feature.
And is AI seeping into everything? Shopping, news, business operations, logistics?
It really drives home how dynamic this field is. One day gives you such a cross-section.
It definitely shows the potential to reshape, well, pretty much everything. So here's a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. Considering all these different things we talked about, just from one day, the chatbot tweaks, the huge open models, the AI companies, the ethical debates, what single area of AI development do you think will have the biggest impact on your daily life in the next year?
That's a great question to reflect on.
It is. And as you think about that, and about keeping up in this AI-driven world, remember that resource we mentioned, Etienne Newman's AI-powered Jamgatic app. If you need to get certified in cloud, cybersecurity, healthcare, business, or over 50 other fields, it's designed to help you learn faster and smarter with AI-driven PBQs, quizzes, flashcards, labs, and simulations. Worth checking out to accelerate your own learning journey.
Definitely a useful tool in these times.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into a single packed day in the world of AI.
Thanks for having me.